Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 35 degrees.
Maybe it's clear. There was a signal, no audio.
That must have been me, and I bumped it while carrying stuff. W8RCY. G.
Oh, good morning, Don. You know, I've been having gone wrecks the last 3 weeks. I'm assuming it's still the same place.
As far as I know it is, I missed last week because of the training exercise, and then I think I missed the week before as well. So I haven't been there in a couple weeks, but I am not aware of any changes.
Okay, wow, the sun's just coming over the horizon right in my eyes.
Well, right now in my area in the last 5 minutes, we've been getting stocks of snow, fog. I'm in snow country, and my brain's in a fog, I think. I don't know. But anyways, it's getting foggy out here, so just be careful when you get closer to the location.
Yeah, it's foggy here, too. Visibility's good. I mean, you see in the distance, it's all foggy. But I think I got about a mile visibility for where I am out here near Pontiac.
Well, usually I can stand in front of my campus and see the Quinder, and I mean, I can see the headlights, but I mean, it's just not a clear field of vision that would normally be, and that's all changed, like I said, in the last 5 minutes. It's coming in heavy now. I don't know. All right, we'll see in a little while. If I hear anything of a change, I'll ask Sean, and if Sean's listening, he'll probably chime in with something, but I'm not aware of any, so catch you in a little bit. W8RCY.
Yeah, it's really weird. I've had all kinds of trouble with the GPS. GPS on my phone. I don't know what's going on. Oh well. It's no GPS. I don't know if it's because of the fog or something, but I don't think it should affect it that much. Oh well. Maybe it did.
Well, both candidates were in town yesterday, and maybe they left some of their GPS jammers. Maybe they left one behind, and you're just in a bad spot. But that and the fog and everything else. So, all right, again, we'll see you in a little bit. W8RCY. Oy, 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 it's foggy. Just a little bit on the bottom. I can still see the top of my tower, but down here low, I can't even see DeQuinder, and I'm standing out front.
Yeah, this is as thick as I've seen it. If you're ready, I'm going to probably come get you first so I don't have to turn left into the Starbucks.
Yeah, I'm definitely here, and about 10 minutes ago, it wasn't even foggy at all. It's just coming in too quick. But I'll be ready.
All right, I'm just leaving the light at 12. Be there in a second. Anywho, I'll be in a few.
Hey, Sean, are we still at Ramshorn? You know, I haven't been there for a month.
That's where it do be, yes.
Okay, I'm on the way. I don't think really, I'm having all kinds of issues with my phone with my GPS. It's just not locking in. It's been doing this for the last few couple days. I wonder if anybody else is having an issue, or is it just my phone?
Well, how would it manifest? I'm looking at me on a map on the Android Auto, and it's got me exactly where I'm at.
I keep losing the GPS. Keep saying no GPS. And then it'll come on for a moment and it loses it again. Like I said, it's been happening the last couple of days. I never used to have a problem.
Nope. Nothing here. So, I'm guessing maybe something to do with your phone.
Yeah, great. So, wonder how you fix that.
Well, if a reboot doesn't do it, I guess it would be you go to the Xfinity store and you say, broke, fix.
Yeah, I probably didn't get it from Xfinity. So I carried it over from T-Mobile.
Well, then in that case, go to, like, We Fix It or whatever the heck it is and cross your fingers. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe they got a free upgrade or something that could do. I don't know. Weird. Because I got a GPS receiver I got hooked to, you know, car here for the other radio. It's showing signal. It must be the phone.
Well, that'd be my guess, because the, if it's not the phone, it goes right from the sky to your phone. So if it's not the phone, there's some sort of infrastructure that I really hope isn't having a problem, because that's probably not a good scenario under any circumstances.
Yeah. All right, see you there, ADAPR.
Not if we see you first. Ah, oh, ha, ha! All right, see ya. W8FU.
Well, I just crossed Big Beaver 16 mile, and it's just like soup fog. It was perfectly clear. Yep. ADAPR.
Good morning, 0900 hours, fog, 37 degrees,
WB8E monitoring.
Good morning, Walt. What's new and exciting, KE8VFI?
WB8E monitoring. WB8E monitoring.
Wow, it's foggy. I wonder if I get Wi-Fi in this cloud.
WB8E.
AF8S.
Good morning, Dave. Out and about?
Yeah, I decided we're going to get Dunkin' Donuts this morning, so just taking a drive to the drive-thru and noticed it was very foggy out today.
I'll be darned. Daily Dozen on 15 My Road. The mother plant is in South Warren. They've been there for decades, and they still make real donuts. Real donuts. With my tribe, it's called the Punchkies. We have a National Punchki Day here locally, and everybody has ruined them, but places like Daily Donuts and a few Yugoslavian bakeries in Clinton Township, I think it is. Anyway, good morning to you. I don't know why I'm babbling on about that.
Yeah, I knew about Punchkies. I thought it was like only a one-day thing. I didn't know they made them every day.
Okay. My wife used to go to Hamtramck and get about 6 dozen and pass them out at work and stuff like that. I think there's only one, well, maybe 2 bakeries that still do that in the Holy Land. But my son brought home a Daily Dozen. I had 2 donuts. And later on, my youngest son's going to take me out to the Detroit Faux and Crab restaurant in Warren. So I'll have that for a brunch.
Well, there you go. That'll be good. Wow, this drive-thru is wrapped around the building. A lot of people like me, they gotta have their donuts. But you know what it really is there's like, you know how, their kids all these different places.
Hey, you must be near the building. A lot of bacon fry. I really got none of that.
Yeah, I dumped it up the house tower, but I will I'll get back to you as soon as I get free of the building. KF8.
I will be standing by WB80.
Alrighty, I'm back for a little bit. KF8S.
WBE, you probably know, but there's a lark in a park tomorrow at Stony, correct?
Yep. Most of the crew, I think, has responded. I know Captain Dime wants to try to be there. Eric's up north as usual, because if the weather's nice, he's not here. And I think Greg might be going. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure he'll show up. But, yeah, we know about it.
Yeah, it might be the last hurrah, truthfully. Hard to say. Gets dark earlier. You know, the window for being there, in all reality, you know, it's about 3 hours before it gets a little cool. Of course, half the people are old croakers like me. We got to be careful of the wind.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like now, I mean, if it's like today, I should say, I think it'll be fine because I feel like it's going to warm up today, you know, with this fog and all that stuff that kind of indicates that. And, yeah, it should be, hopefully it'll be nice, and yeah, it'll be the last one. And I'll be moving. soon, so I'll be busy with that for a few weekends, and, you know, it's good timing, end of the radio season. I ordered my, hopefully I'm still in there, I ordered my new antenna that I'm going to put up on the house, so I'm going to try to be HF active on there, so I think it'll work out good. It'll be an N-fed 10 to 40, basically. And then I ordered some new cable, because I threw out everything at the old house. I should have kept some of the coax, but I didn't.
Yeah, I lent out my mobile rig, the 100, 2-meter 440. Guy named Paul, we call him Chef Paul. He moved up there years ago, well-respected in the area. And I got some stuff that I'm going to give him, lend out. He's back in town taking care of his brother, or helping his brother all winter. And he's, like I said, very well respected. So he came in and I said, you know, just borrow the damn radio. You know, I don't leave it in a vehicle all winter because, you know, I don't go anywhere. And there's no sense freezing out a radio, turning the heater on. I know I'm anal about that. But anyway, he came over the other day and fixed it up. There's some other stuff I literally found that I'm going to flip his way. And, that way he'll have a 2-meter 440 fusion radio to utilize.
Very good. All right, well, I'm at my destination. I've got impatient children, so I'm going to have to let you go here. And I will see you hopefully at the Lark tomorrow, if I don't talk to you before then. KF8F will listen out.
Give them a sugar high at 10 in the morning. Great planning. WBAD.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees.
WBAE monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 65 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 68 degrees.
WBAD monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 70 degrees.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 69 degrees.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
ATKGO sounds good over here.
KJO. Is it KC8? KB8? KB8? KJO? Whatever. From W8FU. Testicling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testicling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
AJ,
on key, just sitting on your mic. Whoever it is, check your mic. You got kids in the car with you, and you're noisy, and you're sitting on your mic.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
New radio, and the audio is cranked way up on there. I turned it down a little bit. Should be a little bit of fan noise in the background.
Yeah, I can hear the fan noise, but yeah, radio sounds better, whatever you did.
Okay, how about here? I'm on a different radio altogether. Shouldn't pick up much background noise on this one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Had a really wicked coincidence. Remember when you were at that place in Indiana where you were like, oh, I'm right at the corner of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Remember that? What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
So I was watching this YouTube channel. I think it's called Restless, let me turn this off, Restless Viking, and he does these like half hour documentaries about Michigan, and he was literally standing at that same spot, you know, talking about that, and the fact that they really don't know where the border is. To this day, they don't know. They have a good idea, but they don't know exactly where the border is because all of the posts that were put in the ground were wood, and then the wood rotted. So no one's actually spent the money to re-survey it. So the federal government gave like $500,000 to each state so they can actually figure out where the borders are.
Yeah, I mean, where I was at, they at least had a monument there, a surveyor monument. That's what we took a picture over.
Roger. But it was just kind of weird that you took pictures right there, and then a couple weeks later I'm watching YouTube, and I seen the same exact thing, people standing in the same exact spot, dirt road. But you might want to check it out. There's all kinds of specials about the Great Lakes and all different lakes and lighthouses and stuff like that. on the YouTube channel. They're only about a half hour long each, but they're pretty informative. Some guy and his wife, either boating or hiking or taking a bicycle down all these trails.
Yeah, I like going to those places like that. I don't know why. They're cool. Yeah, I'm sitting out here on Lake St. Clair. We're going to see how much longer we're able to fish before it gets too cold. Moon looks cool tonight, though.
WADAP. Yeah, I'm up here at the cottage, and there's just tons. I've never seen so much activity up here. Jeep clubs, side-by-side clubs, just crazy amounts of people. People, neighbors that I've never seen in 30 years, like, everyone's got their garage doors open, and everyone's, you know, people over. Like I said, I've been up here, you know, long, and I've had this cottage, and I'm looking at people that I've never seen their garage door open, never seen anybody at their place, and now, like, everybody is up here.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of this last nice weekend. That's why I'm out here.
Roger, yeah. It's at, it's about 58 out right now, 55. It's cooling off, but it's supposed to be in the, 73 or something tomorrow. So we're debating what to do here. I got a couple plans, but anywho, well, good deal. Good deal on that. Another friend of mine just got a hams over IP number. I have his phone. I haven't programmed it yet, but another person. It's Mark from my work. Mark that you know. He's thinking about getting one now because I've been bringing mine to work.
Yeah, I figure Mark would like the phone.
Roger, I'm going to switch to the other radio. All right, man. I'll be back in a second. WADAP.
Yeah, I'm going to go check baits on the poles here. I'll be back a little bit. KTFM.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 48 degrees.
KTFM. Whoa. Gavian, you out there, WAEAP, sorry about that, all these radios on over here.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 47 degrees.
KEATFM.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 45 degrees.